We're looking at how COVID-19 is changing the landscape for business in Barbados through the eyes of Minister in the Ministry of Foreign Trade, Sandra Husbands. She observes that for one thing, it points to a vulnerability that comes with trade.
A country can have $1 billion worth of trade, but if that $1 billion worth of trade comes from only two countries, anything that happens to any of those countries are going to topple you. But if that $1 billion of trade is made across 20 different markets, then there's greater stability to your economy unless there's a worldwide episode that shakes the entire system.
She sees a need for what she calls production diversification.
It means that Barbados stands a good opportunity of being able to say to some of the people who have located a lot of their production capability in China or Asia, that look, you might need to look at the region as an area to potentially put some smaller plants that will help to reduce your vulnerability should something happen in China again. It also presents the opportunity for some re-engagement with the international trade system. The international trade system has some rules that make it very difficult for small countries like ours to be able to actively pursue what is in our best interest when it comes to trade.
Minister Husbands is also of the view that COVID allows countries like Barbados to now press for some changes in the international trading system.
One of the things that we were advising the government to pursue is that we are going after in diversifying where we buy our products from, that we need now to encourage our businesses to look for alternative suppliers within the region so that we have some level of protection, production security. What this will mean is getting more of your domestic enterprises to start trading across the region. Because tourism has been knocked out, the OECS, for example, used to import a lot of chicken, a lot of meat, and a lot of products that they used to use for their tourism. They never bought chicken from Barbados, but Barbados has an abundant supply of chicken. If Barbados can increase its export of chicken, then the unit price should fall and therefore make it more palatable to the consumers in the OECS. So those are the types of opportunities.
But Sandra Husbands concedes that there are some serious challenges facing local businesses, and particularly the smaller ones, as a consequence of what has happened with COVID-19.
And what would be needed would be, one, how are you going to look at the things that they owe, the people they owe for rent, the NIS, their wages, and so on. One of the challenges a number of them have butt upon is if they lay off their workers, they need to pay them out, but they may not have the money to do that. So what do you do? So this is one of the areas that would need addressing in terms of how will you help small businesses to meet the obligations to their workers, which they do need to meet, but how do you do that safely without causing them such a major problem that they then find that they have to close? Now, one of the suggestions that can be followed is that government now can be even more rigorous with looking at its purchase of goods and services and seek to divide it up more among some of the smaller players to help keep them going. The other thing that needs to happen, and again, you come back to the issue of the international organizations. One of the things that we're not allowed to do under the WTO is have a buy local program. No, you can't have a buy local program, but government can't drive a buy local program because it runs against the most favored nation treatment you're supposed to give the goods of all countries. So if we are going to get out of where we are, it is absolutely necessary, for example, that we do have a buy local campaign, and that buy local campaign must, one, present the consumer with a quality product, and therefore there must be some sort of guarantee as to what quality they can get. And the population now, and this is where the consumers now have to play their part in rebuilding the economy, they now have to focus on buying from people around them.
Minister in the Ministry of Foreign Trade, Sandra Husbands, and this has been SAGICOR's Early Business.